today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We are on a special day. Today in most of the countries is Quds Day.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا القدس تنادي القدس تنادي القدس تنادينا.
Today, Friday, is the 27th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Quds Day, a global movement against global arrogance. Undoubtedly, what is happening in the Islamic lands today is a result of the regime's support for international terrorism and its close ties with takfiri groups. The Israeli regime is seeking to justify the illegitimate presence of arrogant powers in the reign and undermine Islam through conspiracy and Islamophobia. Israel is the epicenter of injustice in the region. The International Quds Day, which was initiated by the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, may Allah keep his soul in peace, is the symbol of fighting against arrogance and oppression and supporting the oppressed Muslims across the world. The International Quds Day is held annually on the last Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan to express solidarity with the Palestinian people and oppose the Zionist regime of Israel. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Day of Quds. The city of Quds in Palestine, I mean in English it's called Jerusalem, has been the symbol of Zionist attack to the Muslim lands. And as we know, Zionists have long been attacking Muslims, I mean, throughout history. If you check very important and reliable history books, you find that some of the Jews proved very aggressive, not only in Palestine, in the Middle East, but in other places, even, for example, in Europe, when the secret treaty or secret plan of some European Jews was revealed and translated in various languages. Local people in many European countries reacted largely, I mean, to the secret plan of the Jews in Europe. And as we know, It has been around 70 years that they have occupied Palestine, and they have occupied the city of Quds, in English, Jerusalem. We find that, several years ago, around 40 years ago, they attacked Lebanon, and they committed the Sabra and Shatila massacre in Beirut. I was present over there in Lebanon, and I noticed the savageness and atrocity of Zionist soldiers over there. It's the belief of Zionists that the whole world belongs to them, and none but only Zionists have the right to live. And they are very aggressive, and they imagine, quite wrongly, they imagine that they've been the selected nation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the selected nation of God, to whom the whole world belongs. As they've occupied Palestine, of course, prior to the occupation of Palestine by the Zionists, there were some, Jewish groups and Jewish clans available in Palestine, because, for example, in those parts of the Arab world, right from the ancient times, there have been many Jewish groups or many Jewish tribes and clans. However, when European Jews attacked Palestine and migrated from various European countries to Palestine, they occupied the land and geography of Palestine. And in doing so, they regarded themselves as the best nations or a nation selected by God in order to overcome everything, in order to be dominant on everything, not at the cost of cooperation with local people, but at the cost of killing other people, killing the people who are innocent. And their only crime is, defending their own lands and their own properties. Now we find that throughout the Palestinian region, it's indicated, it's asserted that Zionists are very active over there. And the Rangi people, they exert and inflict all sorts of pressures on local people. We hope that one day we would observe and we would witness the rescue and freedom and liberation of Palestinians from the hands of Zionist occupants. Inshallah. Thank you.
We are Hezbollah! We are Hezbollah!
And the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We listen on International Quds Day, Reemergence of a Unifying Social Order for the Ummah. The victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979 not only marks the triumph of the Islamic movement in Iran, but also heralds the dawn of a new phase in the Palestinian struggle against Israel. Barely a half year after the establishment of the Islamic government, the greater leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, may his soul be sanctified, made the historic announcement, consecrating the last Friday of the magic month of fasting, or Ramadan, as the Quds Day, to signify the global Muslims' gesture of solidarity and support for all the oppressed peoples of the world, as epitomized by the Palestinian people under the Zionist regime. In his first message on the occasion of the auspicious day, the Imam of the Ummah reveals that Quds Day is a global day, thus a day not exclusively for Quds. For him, it is a day of confrontation for nations that have been under tyranny. Accordingly, it is a day when the oppressed should become equipped against oppressors, and they should drop their noses in the dirt.
The sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them? Will you march for Palestine?
From the river to the sea.
Make a stand for justice. March against Israeli oppression. Join the Quds Day march.
There is only one thing in my mind, and that is that when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Qiyamah, I will be able to say, Ya Allah, I did whatever I could for those who are oppressed. I heard your command, stand up for the sake of those oppressed men, women and children who are crying, who are saying, Ya Allah, send us a helper.
Embrace the spirit of Ramadan. Join the struggle for justice.
Palestine will be free.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, I invite you to listen to the continuation of this episode of today's special. Congratulations on Quds Day. Today is the International Quds Day. Quds Day is a global day. It is not a day exclusively for Quds. It is a day when the oppressed confront the oppressors. It is a day of confrontation for nations that have been under the tyranny of American government and other oppressors. It is a day when the oppressed should become equipped against the oppressors and they should rub their noses in the dirt. It is a day when committed individuals are preferred over hypocrites. Dedicated people consider today as God's day and act as they are obliged. The hypocrites, as well as those who are secretly acquainted with the superpowers and are friendly with Israel, are indifferent today or do not allow the nations to demonstrate on this day. Quds Day is a day when the fate of the oppressed nations must be determined. Oppressed nations should make their presence known to the oppressors, just like Iran rose up and defeated their oppressors and will continue to defeat. All nations should rise up and throw these germs of corruption in the garbage. Quds Day is a day when these followers of Iran's past regime and these corrupt plot-making regimes and superpowers in other places should know their assignment. It is a day when we and they should exert our efforts to liberate Quds and save our Lebanese brothers.
یکی از برجستگی های راهپیمایی روز قدس.
This action, confronting problems within the Islamic Ummah, is one of the prominent aspects of Quds Day rallies. Notice that in almost all small and large cities of Iran, the people take to the streets on Quds Day while they are fasting. In recent years, they have been doing so in hot weather. You were witness to the large gatherings of the people in Tehran and other cities. Those people are Shia, but they express their sympathy and support for the Palestinians who are Sunnis. This is the meaning of unity. This is the meaning of commitment to the unity of the Islamic Ummah. It is our magnanimous Imam, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who laid the foundation for this, and today the people are moving towards it, unity.
معنای اتحاد اینه.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Happy Quds Day!
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح
إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.